Okay, I'm ready. Okay, I got a message from Mark Snyder. He said he didn't get an invite to the meeting. He can't, he's going to attend via remote. Can you send him an email? Okay, so we're ready. Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to tonight's March 11, 2024 regular City Council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation? We're asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom as our City Council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When we look at our agenda tonight, item 1D is citizen input. Is there any citizen tonight who'd like to make any statements or address the Othello City Council? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to item 1E, which is roll call. And all council members are in person. Except for Mark Snyder and Angel Garza. Mark, can you confirm your attendance at tonight's meeting, please?
Yes, I'm on online.
Thank you. Angel, can you confirm your attendance tonight? Okay. So, appears that Angel Garza is absent from tonight's meeting. Is there a motion to excuse him from our meeting tonight?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our next item is the approval of our agenda tonight.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve this consent agenda.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. I'd like the council to note tonight, as we move to our current business, that tonight we have with us our city attorney. Hillary, do you want to introduce yourself to those council members you haven't met yet?
Good evening. I'm getting used to the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm Hillary Evans. I think we've met briefly on Zoom before, but it's wonderful to be here.
Thank you, Hillary. Hillary was here today. She met with all the department heads, trying to get a idea of what kind of issues that we're facing, and we just appreciate her attendance tonight. Thank you. I'm going to move to our current business. First item is a proclamation. That proclamation is the 26th annual spring cleanup days. Whereas the city, in conjunction with Adams County Transfer Station, Consolidated Disposal Services, Inc., Bob Boersma, LLC, Oscar's Towing, volunteers, and citizens will join together to beautify the city. And whereas the city encourages our residents to dispose of old junk vehicles, appliances, yard debris, and yard vegetation in an effort to improve the appearance of the community. And whereas students from our schools are encouraged to help clean up areas around their schools, and citizens are encouraged to pick up litter when they're out on walks around the city. Now, therefore, I do hereby designate the week of April 1st through April 6th, 2024, as the 26th annual Fellow Spring Cleanup Days. And I urge our citizens, civic clubs, and organizations to join together to make Othello a more attractive, friendly place to visit and live. Signed this 11th day of March, 2024, Mayor Sean Logan. I did get a call from the Sandhill Crane Festival Committee. They asked, the Sandhill Crane Festival is the 21st Thursday, the 22nd, and the 23rd of March, which is next week. They asked if the street crews could do some street sweeping before then. They're going to send out some crews to do some cleanup and I think some vacant lot areas and stuff to help with the appearance of the community for the big Sandhill Crane event. Our next item is 4B, the water supply plan update. One of the things that the city has been working on for quite a number of years, going back longer than I thought, but at least the last 8 or 9 years, and I haven't given an update for some time about where we are with our water supply project. But to recap, the city of Othello made significant investments to reduce its dependency on the use of groundwater. We wanted to improve our current water infrastructure and facilities and assess alternative sources that would provide reliable long-term water supply to the community. In 2019, the City of Othello received a grant through the Office of Columbia River to complete an aquifer storage and recovery ASR feasibility study and testing program. And after several years of data collections, the ASR method has proven to be effective, and the city is prepared to build out a permanent solution that will result in a sustainable, reliable, environmentally responsible water supply plan for the Othello region that will serve residents, food processors, agriculture, and the Columbia River Basin for generations to come. So here are our supply plan issues and objectives that we had set. Right now, we're 100% reliant on a rapidly depleting groundwater supply. We wanted to ensure our community has access to reliable, clean water. Wanted to provide for economic vitality because we are a home to regional ag processors. We wanted to mitigate environmental disparities, and we wanted to become resilient to drought. So our strategy advancement was to develop a short-term and a long-term water supply strategy. In the short term, we were going to optimize our groundwater capacity, which we have completed. And our long-term was to diversify our water supply source options. We wanted to optimize seasonally available surface water through treatment, direct use, and aquifer storage and recovery. This maximizes the city's investment in surface water treatment. Any excess water would be stored underground. Wanted a sustainable groundwater use and reliable production, and a benefit to all local groundwater users, rural, agriculture, industrial, and the community. So our funding requests that are in process let's go up to the top part of this worksheet. Yeah. We received last year a capital budget appropriation from the state legislature in the amount of $400,000 for the pre-design of a water treatment plant. The pre-design has now been, we're under contract to have that work done. That work on the pre-design is due to be completed by the end of this year. At the last city council meeting a week ago, I announced that we would find out whether we had received an additional $400,000 in this year's capital budget, and we did. So we received an additional $400,000 for towards the design of a water treatment plant. So there's a pre-design phase, which is more of an information gathering to gather all the data needed to create a design. So we have that cost for the design was a $1.4 million estimate, and we've received $400,000 now, or we will receive $400,000 on another capital budget appropriation from the state legislature. Several weeks ago, I went to Washington, D.C. with our lobbyist, John Colton, our federal lobbyist, and met with Congressman, this was their staff, not the actual elected officials, but Congressman Kathy McMorris Rogers' staff, Dan Newhouse's staff, our congressman, U.S. Senator Patty Murray's office staff, and U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell's staff. We asked for John's suggestion, we should ask for under $1 million. And so we asked for $950,000. We were met with enthusiastic support. And so we'll find out about that request a little bit later this summer. In addition to that, we, in order to make this water treatment plant. In order to complete this project with a water treatment plant, we are going to have to acquire property. I've had conversations with council. We're still in the process of trying to acquire property, and we're going to need to build a $14 million water treatment plant. So if you go back down to the bottom on the left, these are our funding process that I'm seeking the 2024 WERDA submission to the EPW and T&I, and I can honestly tell you, I don't know exactly what those are, but John Colton does, and he's helping us in this process. Senator Maria Cantwell and Congressman Newhouse, respectively, have submitted our request for construction. The Bureau of Reclamation Water Smart Grant, we've retained Aspect Consulting to complete that grant. They're going to apply that for that grant funding round in October of this year. There's also additional that aren't on this sheet, on this one-page sheet. There's additional places that we can seek funds through CURB, depending on our project and what other public-private partnerships we want to create. The Public Works Board is another place that we could potentially receive funding and grant funding. And the Washington State Department of Health and potentially the Office of Columbia River. So working on a lot of funding areas, this is going to probably be a number of them. The city is eventually going to have to make some investments in this too, but by and large, most of this study and development of this project has come has been paid for by grants. So here's our milestones to date: the Department of Health and Commerce, $1.8 million. Department of Health and Commerce funded construction of new distant well to reduce rates of groundwater decline while a new source is being developed. Excuse me just a moment. There's been some city funding, and again, there has been more Department of Commerce funding. This State Department of Ecology has also assisted with our ASR studies and pilot studies and testing. And there's been quite a number of legislative appropriations, and we received another one here in 2024. This originally started from a request from the State Department of Health, who wanted us to consolidate all the Class A drink water systems that were around Othello. And when we began to do that study, we found out we didn't have enough water to supply them. And so this is what that and the Guama study is what the groundwater management area study, that's where we, as a city and city council and the mayor, have worked towards bridging that gap. And I have to say that a number of people at Olympia have noticed, not just legislators, but also these Department of Health, Department of Ecology, and others have said that Othello is doing an excellent job in solving its water, moving forward to solve its water supply issues that it faces. So with that, does anybody have any questions for me? Okay. Let's move now to item 4C, Water System Plan Update Agreement. With us tonight, we have Cameron Williamson. And Cameron, do you want to walk the council through this contract?
Just catching up, I wasn't planning on presenting tonight.
Kurt?
Yeah, is there any chance he can help me out here?
Is this on?
Yeah. Evening, Council. Kurt Carpenter, Public Works Director. We have City Council. I'm trying to word this. We have went through process to review consultants on this. We're talking about the water system plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm stepping in for Sean's position too, and I've kind of been on the outskirts of this, but you up to speed on it?
Yep. Figured out where we're at now. So. So we talked with our consultant, Consor, about updating our water system plan. They submitted a price of $180,000, I do believe, to update our water system plan. It kind of surprised us. Rashawn was expecting closer in the $120,000 to $150,000 range. The City of Moses Lake paid $186,000 for their water system plan, and City of Moses is a lot larger, obviously, and has a much more complicated water system plan than City of Othello does. We asked them to kind of revise their estimate, as the city would be providing most of the info with this water system plan. And they came back with the $149,000 estimate. So I do believe we have chosen Consor as our consultant to go forward with this. And that plan is not to exceed $149,000.
Okay, I'll take this from this part.
Yeah,
so the so we did an RFQ, interviewed and selected Consor from those interviews, and Consor is the they also are the city's engineer consultant for the pre-design on the water treatment plant. So we figured that all the data that they were collecting was going to help them with our water system plan. Our water system plan needs to be completed before we get additional funding for construction. So this is why we're hopeful to have our water system plan done within a year. And the city council approved a budget for $135,000. So this is a little bit more than that. The submittal and approval process with Department of Health will continue into 2025, and additional funds will be budgeted for the completion. So we've reviewed the proposed agreement for professional services and scope of work and recommend its approval from the city council. Is there any questions, council? So that's by committee here. Yes, Doug.
So we approved the budget $135,000 for that budget, and the meeting agreed.
A not to exceed price. Yeah. Okay. If there's no questions, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the agreement for professional services and scope of work with Consor North America Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $149,630 for the water system plan.
I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Ma'am, did you have something you wanted to add to the discussion? I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Very good. So nothing to do with city council business? Okay. all those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Motion carried. I have one item of unfinished business, but I will hold that for any council member who has any unfinished business tonight that they would like to discuss. Okay, that is tomorrow night, March 12th, 7 p.m. The Fire Council is going to give the city a response to its last meeting. And so John, Daryl, and Mark Snyder, I'll meet you down there at the fire hall at 5 to 7, or right at 7. Is that okay?
Yep.
All right. Mark, can you make it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Any new business tonight? I'll move to item 7. Then council will also receive the building and planning report for February, the rental license annual report for 2024, the legislative report for March of 2024, and the police department for February. And with no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:26 p.m.